Are you ready? And as you just heard in the opening prayer, the fall Holy Day season is here. Starting tomorrow evening, we will already be observing the Feast of Trumpets, followed by Atonement 10 days later, and then the Feast of Tabernacles. We can see how time has definitely flown by, and now we are in a preparation phase for the Feast of Tabernacles, with a lot to do and little time left. And for those of us who are leaving early, had a lot to do earlier, and so it's been pretty busy. Now, have we been caught off guard with how quick the time has gone by, and now we are here getting ready for the feast? We still start getting physically prepared, if you haven't already. And obviously, when it comes to that, especially when talking about the feast, we're going to start getting ready with packing, getting organized, getting our messages ready if we haven't done that yet. It's a lot of work. But the physical aspect is one. Now, what about the spiritual aspect? Are we also spiritually prepared? Let's look at Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13, verses 11, or starting in verse 11. And do this, knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy. This right here is describing the world, verse 13 here, describing the world that we live in. But we need to remove ourselves from the world and make sure we are not a part of that. Being spiritually prepared also involves being patient. And Romans chapter 8 and verse 23 through 25 says, "We also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the sonship, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope, for why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance." Yes, it takes patience. Has our patience been tested? Have we not been through trials, especially lately? Our PFTs, you can recall, which are pre-feast trials. How have we responded to those trials? Have we been behaving like true Christians? Romans chapter 12 and verse 9. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. We'll start by reading, "Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink, for in so doing you will heap coals of fire on his head. Verse 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So this is what we go through in the world. This is a type of world we live in, the kind of things that will test us. But this right here is also a wake-up call in how we should act, how we will conduct ourselves during the feast. But it shouldn't be limited to just the feast and during that time. It is easy to do when we are surrounded by like-minded brethren, as we read about here. Since the atmosphere is different, the attitude is different, it's different than what we are exposed to in the world. So this behaving like true Christians is what we're going to experience during the feast. This is how we are being trained, getting ready for Christ's return, when we will be a part of that, and what we will be learning about and being reminded of during these upcoming fall holy days, starting with tomorrow evening. In the past couple months, through several of our editorials, we read about how we should prepare ourselves and what the fall holy days picture. In update number 700, René Messier writes in his editorial entitled, "God's Now." He says, "Have you ever wondered just how God now looks upon our current status? We know we received at baptism a small down payment, as it were, of God's Holy Spirit, and we have a responsibility to grow in grace and knowledge and to remain faithful to our calling until Christ returns or we die, ensuring our future in the kingdom of God as the Father's sons and daughters. In God's mind, we are already in his kingdom. Only we can prevent ourselves from entering the kingdom. Christ said he would never forsake us. That is, he would always be there for us through thick and thin. We are called upon to do what is necessary to make it into God's kingdom and his family. When the kingdom is established on earth, we bear full responsibility if we are not in it." Norbert Link wrote in update number 702, with a warning to the church and how we need to be spiritually prepared. He says, "The Bible teaches us that in these end times, just prior to the return of Christ, a falling away from the truth will occur in the church of God. Those who do not receive the love of the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness and become victims of strong delusion that they should believe the lie, false Christs and prophets will arise and attempt to deceive the elect. And because lawlessness will abound, godly love of many in God's church will grow cold. They will become followers of demonic doctrines and practices." Brian Gale wrote in update number 704, what we can experience in the near future. He says, "We will be keeping the Feast of Tabernacles soon, which pictures the coming kingdom of God. And we can rejoice that in the kingdom, there will no longer be any chemicals or contaminants that today cause so much pain and suffering through cancer and other illnesses. We will be able to look forward to a time when man will no longer have dominion over the earth under the sway of Satan." And then Eric Rank wrote in this week's update number 705, with his editorial entitled "A Willing Attitude," he says, "With the fall holy days upon us, we will undoubtedly find ourselves under all kinds of pressure, putting our attitudes to the test, knowing that our hearts will be judged under such pressure. Now is the time to make sure that we are willing to follow God with joy and gladness. If we follow God begrudgingly or bitterly, it will be plain to him, and the consequence will be severe. We need to be encouraged, especially as we enter the fall holy day season, knowing that we can trust in God and that the worldly consequences that we may face are relatively insignificant. David reflects on this when he writes, "In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do for me?" Are we willing to put our trust in God and stand up firmly for the truth? We must. So through these editorials, through our literature, through the messages that we are hearing, we are being taught through the gift that has been given to us by God how we are to understand God's master plan. We have been given this knowledge to understand and to be prepared, both physically and spiritually, for what we are supposed to be getting ready for. The fall holy days are upon us, and the feast is almost here, and it is exciting, isn't it? I, for one, am very excited. I can't wait. I need a break. I'm sure a lot of you think the same way. But this is exactly what we're going to experience during the Feast of Tabernacles. It's a temporary break from our daily lives, picturing what our future will represent, which is a time of perfection. So again, are we ready?